For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Whose team will take the win? Tim and Davo present The Draft on K-Rock.
There's a bit of energy here in the studio right now for The Draft, and it's making me a little nervous, Tim.
Yeah, well, because you really, like, what, you know how like a butterfly starts as a caterpillar, it goes in the cocoon, and it emerges this incredible creature that we're all amazed with. Like, what's the version of that where it emerges and it's the worst and it's so obnoxious and it's foul? You're like a hornet. You're like a wasp.
Yeah, but look in the mirror, mate, because you're no better, my friend. And this is The Draft, where you and I get to draft the best team in different categories.
Yep. So the category this week is the Logies. It was inspired by the Logies, yes, because Australia's Night of Nights took place on Sunday, and it celebrates Australian TV, and you had a great idea of the category that we're going to draw from today.
Yeah, it's iconic Australian TV characters.
Yes.
So look, we're not talking about the Irwins, as characteristic as they are. We're not talking about Larry Emder. We are talking about
Rove McManus, that's a no-no.
Incredible people, but we are going to be looking at characters.
Yep, all right. I have the turn of the first draft pick, if we're ready to rip into this, Lauren.
All right, Timothy.
Calm down, Loz. I'll tell you right now.
Call me by my proper name.
Lazewski. No. Davidson. Sorry.
I'll say your full government name on air all again, right, if you're not careful.
That's all right. With my first pick, I'm taking Alf Stewart.
Interesting. Bit outdated. For my first,
like your haircut.
All right. For my first pick,
yeah,
I'm going for the one and only Sharon Strzelecki.
Yeah, damn.
Huge, incredible.
All right. With my second pick, I'm going Blinky Bill.
I'm not going to talk crap about Blinky.
Yeah, you wouldn't dare.
But for my second pick, I'm going for the superior bear, Humphrey B. Bear.
Oh, that's a soft pick.
No
really
way.
Soft pick, brother.
You've seen the way he moves with that belly. It's incredible.
Yeah, I know. All right. There's a few big characters. I might pick one that really spoke to me as a child. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go with Mr. Squiggle.
Solid.
All right, let's see how the crap factory rounds out their poops today. What do you got for us?
No. Oh, I've got two that I really like to choose. Oh, all right. You know what? I'm going to take a risk here. And I'm going with Strawny.
Oh, that's a good one.
Peter Hellier's very own.
Really good. Really, really good. Okay, let's have a recap.
Davo's team final.
I've gone Sharon Strzelecki, Humphrey B. Bear, and Strawny.
Tim's team final.
I've gone Alf Stewart, Blinky Bill, and Mr. Squiggle. These are big teams. You got to admit, they're like, when it comes to iconic TV characters, these all fit that category.
They certainly do. Now it's time for us to get super ugly throughout this song,
yeah,
and you to give us a call and tell us who's won.
52232955. Who has drafted the most iconic lineup of Australian television characters? Chris from Mount Dunedin called through. So Chris, you are the judge, jury, and executioner when it comes to the draft today. Before you tell us your result, do you agree that they're both pretty strong teams?
Well, I wouldn't say they're both pretty strong. One's stronger than the other, obviously. Tim, you started off strong with Elf. He's, you know, pretty legendary. Who was next? Mr. Squiggle, wasn't it?
Blinky Bill, then Mr. Squiggle.
Blinky Bill, yeah, he sort of dropped off a bit there, and then, you know, a puppet with a pencil for a nose. It's a little bit weak. Davo, like, you got Sharon spot on. Mm-hmm. Who was next?
Humphrey B. Bear.
Humphrey, the pantless bear, iconic, and an absolute winner. But I thought you were going to say Aggro as your third.
So
that
true.
Would have just, like, that would have been just, like, unbeatable. Mm. But Strawny, just as good, and I think Davo, you've taken the cake today.
Thank you, Chris. You're an absolute weapon and you can call us anytime, you legend.
No worries.
Knows iconic Australian TV characters. And Aggro was a real misstep. I cannot believe I didn't choose Aggro.
I don't believe you missed him as well. He is the best.
Pat on the back for me and Chris. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks, Chris. I've hung up on him, so he can't contribute anymore.
How do you feel?
Again, I do. I know I mentioned earlier that I think there's a soft conspiracy where there is some secret online group where it's like, well, every time we do the draft, just we'll call up, and no matter how good Tim's team is, we'll always agree that it's Davo's. Bit of a laugh. Ha ha ha.
Nah, pop it with a pencil for the nose. No good.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Tim, what do you think about karma?
I thought I wasn't about it. And then I explained to someone what I think happened. And they're like, well, that's karma. Because I was like, I think if you're a crappy person, you will just put, you'll end up in more crappy situations because of that. And then I think if you try to be a better person, you'll hopefully find yourself in less crappy situations.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. Karma, you know, what goes around comes around, as Alicia Keys just said.
Or as JoJo Siwa says.
Yep.
Banger.
Well, I had a moment the other morning that was just a roller coaster of karma.
And you're a big believer?
Oh yeah, I definitely. This other morning certainly told me that it was true. So I was trotting along to work, and as I was walking along, an older gentleman was trying to figure out one of those parking meters.
Yeah.
And he was having a bit of strife with it. He couldn't work out the pay wave, couldn't work out how to put his number plate into the system.
To his defense, some of the machines don't work fully, and they'll just say, you download the app, create an account. And like, that is not always the best way.
No, this gentleman would have been in his 70s. Yeah, so he was like, having a bit of a hard time with it. And so I sort of stopped and I asked him if he needed a hand, and I helped him out with it and, you know, just sorted it out. Obviously, pat on the back for Davo. What a great human.
She's a legend. End of story. You're on K-Rock. Bang.
And then we got it sorted. And it was actually tough, to be fair, because I even had to have a couple of goes at it. It wasn't really quite as simple as I thought either. Anyway, I was walking along further down Moorabool, and I stopped in one of my favourite coffee shops. And it was really lovely because they actually gave me a free coffee, right?
Now, that is nice.
That is so nice. And what can you say? That is instant karma.
Yep, there we go. Sorry. That's the good karma.
Yeah, so I did something nice and I got something nice almost instantly in return.
The universe really let you know straight away, good girl.
Yeah. So I was trotting along happy as Larry with my free coffee, and this young bloke was walking along. He had his hands in his pocket and he tripped, but he saved himself before falling, but acted as cool as possible.
Yeah, you just got to brush it off.
And I couldn't help but crack up laughing within myself. And I know that's unkind, obviously very unkind. But as I laughed, I breathed in and choked on my coffee and had the biggest coughing fit ever.
Yep. But there's the two, there's the both sides of that coin.
Duality.
Excellent use of the word. So like, it was really talking to you that day.
Yeah.
So you laughed in, was it kind of like a little snicker, like a little, when he tripped?
Yeah, it wasn't the Nelson from Simpsons laugh. Ha ha. It wasn't that, but it certainly, that was the energy because it came out of me real quick, like, ha. So yeah, it was a little bit Nelson.
But were you laughing? Because there's a point in our lives, and it hasn't hit me yet. I don't think it's hit you yet. You go from falling over to having a fall.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't, from what it sounds like, you said a young guy.
Yeah.
Didn't look like he was in the phase of his life where he'd be having a fall.
No. He just, and he didn't even fall, like I said, but he tripped. He could have. He did caught himself and then sort of got up and just swiftly walked, like sort of looked around his shoulders like the coolest man ever and kept walking, hands still in pocket the whole time.
Yeah.
It was magnificent to watch. Obviously funny for me. Laughed, unkind, karma came back, and there you are.
Spit the coffee out?
Nah.
All right, well done.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Davo, a few weeks ago we had a bit of fun with this. It's a bit of this or that, and I'm going to present to you two hypothetical situations. We are going to explore both of them in full before, I guess, you can make up a decision. Or do you think it's a you thing, or do you think we collectively come up what we think would be the best?
Well, I think it's just an individual thing, isn't it?
Okay, let's go individual with this one. Davo, would you rather your garage / shed always be haunted or your pantry and fridge to always be judgmental? All right, let's talk about the haunting of the garage / shed / storage area that isn't your just general living area.
Okay, so yeah, shed area, haunted. So every time you need to go in there, you're going to be rattled, a bit scared.
Spooky stuff is going on. Things are banging against the wall. You're hearing voices, cold chills. I don't like in this or that, I don't think there's anything like the ghost never or the whatever it is, it never gets you.
Nah.
But it's always, there's always just something freaky going on. It's never just like, oh yeah, I need to go into the garage, into the shed, grab this and come back out. Mm-hmm. And it's just like simple.
Yeah.
Doors are slamming. Things are clanging and banging against the wall.
I mean, very unsettling, but is it only in the garage or in the shed? So only there.
Only in that area.
So you can go in there, you deal with it, and then when you leave, you're just like, right.
And remember, I know, because I can see this little smirk on your face, currently you don't have any of those things, like a garage and all that, but this would be for the remainder of your living life.
Yeah, I've had sheds before.
So it's like your house, but the car goes in. Yeah, so like it's not just now because you've got a studio apartment, you don't have a garage. Like this would be like if you move into a house with a big garage and shed, this would follow you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, right. So I mean, I have lived in a house with a great shed that I made a hangout place. So that would also make it quite, of course I did. I know.
Of course Davo had a man cave.
had a TV in there, a lounge, the whole setup in a shed. And it was a great place to be. So that would be hard for that to be haunted. But it is something you're only doing every now and then.
Every now and then.
Whereas the pantry and fridge judging you.
Yeah.
Feels like it's living in the 2000s with me mum. Do you know?
Feels like working with you right now when I eat a snack really fast and you go, man, you ate those donuts really fast.
Mm.
That's the kind of voice and tone that it'll give you. Or like say you go there and you have something cheeky, it'll go, oh, really? Like it's always judgmental.
Well, usually I'm not saying like you've eaten that really fast. It will kind of be like, oh, have you already finished?
Yeah, so that's the tone.
Okay, so
that's the tone that you'll always get. Or like I know how you sometimes go to the supermarket and you buy food to plan your week and then you go, well, I'm not going to cook, so I'll just buy a panic takeout. And like you will cop it from and you go, oh, a coward again.
Oh, so even if I'm not using the fridge or pantry and I've bought takeaway, they're still going chirping in the background chirp. Oh, interesting, chicken nuggets again. Yeah, that'd be quite haunting in its own way. Okay.
I think it's a clear one.
For me, it's very clear.
Yeah, it's garage.
It's the garage being haunted.
And I've got a great shed at home. I love it.
I know. I'm hoping to move in there one day.
Stop asking. I just did the census. It won't count. All right, this or that. That one's pretty simple. Haunt the garage, please.
It's Tim and Davo.
Yeah, look, the kitty cats, I have got to be the Geelong Cats number one fan at this point, right?
If it went based off, if we had to start the count in September last year, I would challenge anybody to have not only like learnt more about the football club, but just like immediately be like on the biggest bandwagon of your lifetime. Mm-hmm. It has been beautiful to watch because it is not fake, it is not forced, it is real, and it is incredible to see.
It is genuine, but there is one thing that is upsetting me a lot about the kitty cats, and it's their gusto when they sing their team song.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. Hey, we are Geelong. We're always on the football. We play the game as it should be played. Hey, at home or far away. Our banners fly high from dawn to dusk. Down at Kardinia Park.
Woo!
They whip through it, don't they?
They whip through it. Do you believe them?
No.
Do you believe that they are saying we are Geelong, the greatest team of all?
And keep in mind that audio there is from the weekend just past where they came back from 40 points down and beat North Melbourne. Well, hey, whoa.
Sorry, I was really upset because I listened to them sing this song and I'm in my living room going nuts. I'm up and about. Yeah. I'm so excited. They came back from such a behind, and there they are. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
We spoke to former Carlton player Ed Curnow, and we were like, hey, as a former player, you would have great insight to this, because it just seems like a lot of the players, they like, is it too cool to really rip in?
Mm-hmm.
Some teams you see them and they absolutely are hoot and holler. So it's not a too cool thing. And Ed said it's like they have to do it. It's like part, they go, all right, we do it because then it's done and then we can get on with whatever we need to.
Yeah, and he also sort of said that, you know, it's, yeah, that's something they have to do. And he said, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Like, you know, you win something and then you're all just singing a song together. I'm like, yeah, but that's tradition.
That's what we do. We love it. When I used to play junior footy and we would win, I would belt out the Piercedale Football Club to the tune of the Road to Gundagai. At scream it. I wouldn't sing it. You'd yell it in the change rooms after a win.
Do we think it's a complacency thing because they've won so much? Yep. They're just like, oh, we've got to sing it again, which, yep, I just don't like that attitude. And as much as I love the Kitty Cats, I want to see some more gusto.
As an Essendon fan, go back and watch the two wins they've had this year when they sung the song.
Yeah, well,
they gave it their damn all.
That's like them getting a drink in the desert. You know what I mean? Like, they are so excited.
So we actually spoke to a Cats player this week, Mitch.
Surprised they remembered the lyrics. Sorry.
Unnecessary. We spoke to Mitch Edwards this week. And bravely, Davo, you put it to him. You said, mate, it's not good enough. Like, it's pretty flat. And here's what he had to say.
It's a good point. I agree with that. It's it probably needs a bit more gusto at times, but I guess when you've got a few older boys in the team there, it becomes, you know, a bit normal for them. So yeah, they don't love it as much as us young boys, maybe. I don't know, but no, I'll get around the young boys and tell them to
okay,
give it a bit more. Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I might get shut down, but I'll give it a bit of gusto myself.
I like that.
So that's Mitch Edwards on Tuesday this week.
I like that he said that, you know, he'll try it, and if not, he's going to give it the gusto himself. Yep. Which I'll be, my eyes will be okay on Mitch Edwards.
So you're not going to be able to win. You're not going to, yeah, they're against Richmond, so I mean, you'd never want to say it's definite, but like, it's definite without the D, you mm-hmm. know. What is the pass mark? Because you're not going to be at the game, so what we'll do is we'll get the footage from like KO mm-hmm. after the game when they win. What's your criteria of a pass mark here?
Well, like I said, it's a gusto check, isn't it, really? Because we want some volume in there.
Yep.
We want some smiles. We want arms around your mates. I want to hear them belt the chorus, and I want to hear a final roar.
Oh, like a, yeah!
Yeah.
A bit of that. Okay.
But particularly the starting for me is huge. So I want to hear the
lead-in. We are Geelong. Instead
the greatest team of all.
Because at the moment it's, we are Geelong. And that only went for 14 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are speeding through it. So on Monday, we'll bring the audio. We can do a gusto audit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be the judge on if you think. Because, again, the Cats are about to play finals. Like, this game against Richmond, it's there's still something in it. They could finish top four technically.
Of course. I mean, they should be, every time they win, so excited as us supporters are.
Okay, well, watch this space. Monday, we will be checking in for sure. So, Mitch Edwards, a lot rests on your shoulders. Very tall shoulders.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.